24 from three, but you mentioned some of those five awfully clutch. And 12 of 13 at the free throw line. They would have loved to have gotten there more, but knocked down 12 of the 13 free throws they took. SMU, after a torrid start from three in the first half where they were 7 of 9, they hit just 1-3 in the second half, 1 out of 7, 8 for 16 for the game, 45% overall, and SMU was 7 of 12 at the free throw line. Rebounds end up a plus 6 for Wisconsin, 16 offensive boards for the Badgers. Second chance points, though, were even at 12. Badgers with 7 assists and 10 turnovers, 8 dimes, 16 turnovers for the Mustangs. The Badgers with 14 points off the miscues compared to 10 points for SMU off of Badger turnovers. Bench points, 17 for Wisconsin and 19 for SMU. John Blackwell with 10 points and 9 rebounds. Again, 22 minutes of playing time. Connor Esiejian, it was, again, some limited, not as limited of minutes for him. He was out there for 13 minutes here tonight. He's working himself back into rhythm. He had 5 points and looked like he had some things going for him in that first half. Still trying to find the form, but then we saw some sparks, couple of them, from Connor in the first half. Very encouraging. And again, the scoring balance for this Badgers team with 5 and double figures, led by Tyler Wall with his 14.6 rebounds, 12 points for Max Klesmet, 11 points for A.J. Storr, 10 points for Chucky Hepburn as he got it going. It was a very quiet night, and then as the game was getting late, Chucky started doing Chucky things, and that was a really good sign for Wisconsin, a 10-point effort from him. And we mentioned the 10 points and the 9 rebounds from John Blackwell here tonight. Badgers, by the way, end up with 11 steals in this game. We talked about SMU's ability to create turnovers, averaging 10.5 per, but it was Wisconsin with the 11 steals compared to just 3 for the Mustangs. Wisconsin 69, SMU 61. That is your final score. Stay with us. We'll take one more break. Be back to wrap things up in a minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 28 overnight under mainly cloudy skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow, 36. Lows around 15 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A vehicle crashes and erupts into a ball of fire, killing 2 people inside and injuring a booth worker at Niagara Falls Rainbow Bridge border crossing. Witness Cho Cormillion.
Within seconds, everything was in flames. Thick, 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 thick smoke.
CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Seeking to, as she put it, dial down the temperature right now.
At this time, there is no indication of a terrorist attack.
Governor Hochul, speaking at a news conference following the one car crash at the Rainbow Bridge into Canada, saying it did cause a high level of anxiety on one of the busiest travel days of the year.
So naturally, in a time of heightened alert, everyone sprang into action.
And while the investigation could take days, Hochul said she could not emphasize enough.
At this time, there is no indication of a terrorist-involved attack.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Just in time for one of the busiest shopping days of the year, a strike by more than 400 Macy's workers in Washington state. Their union says it's a 3-day strike starting on Black Friday to protest what they allege are unfair labor practices. They're also demanding better pay. In the war between Israel and Hamas, no hostages will be freed until at least Friday. CBS's Holly Williams in Tel Aviv with the latest.
In Israel, the families of the hostages have endured anxiety and heartbreak for more than 6 weeks. But with hope on the horizon, a group of their supporters sang songs of peace in central Tel Aviv.
My life is end in the moment my family was broken.
Hadass Calderon's 16-year-old daughter, Sahar, and 12-year-old son, Erez, were taken hostage from kibbutz near Oz.
More than 50 million Americans will travel long distance for Thanksgiving. Good news for drivers. Gas prices this year are down compared to a year ago. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says you'll likely encounter a lot of other travelers this year.
The last-minute, not-so-fast Thanksgiving rush is on.
We've got an early start this morning, so it hasn't been too bad yet.
Today will also be Amtrak's busiest leading up to Thanksgiving.
Train travel is more convenient, prices were better than the flight.
An airport saw long lines on what's expected to be the second busiest day to fly of the holiday period.
Now, the holidays can be fun, but also stressful. The American Psychiatric Association says that 1 in 4 Americans worry about family time over the holidays. University of Rochester Clinical Psychology Associate Professor Ron Rogue says giving yourself some space is an option.
If it gets really toxic, then I give myself permission to remove myself from the situation. Like, go see what the kids are doing. Sometimes I'll just sit at the kid table because it's a lot more fun.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News,
the
I'm
library
Nate
in Wisconsin Rapids is typically quiet, like most. But did you know it can get loud when there's live music? The McMillan Memorial Library is the home to the Cowboy Union Jam, featuring classic country, bluegrass, and gospel music. It's even bringing new interest to the old pedal steel guitar. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Get it, no, 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 From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Is it brighter when I'm with you? Is it? By Frequency, coming out December. What you gonna do? Tear it down.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. Sources tell CBS News a male driver and his wife died when they crashed their Bentley near the U.S. side of Niagara Falls Rainbow Bridge this afternoon, and it went up in flames. U.S. Attorney Trini Ross says of today's border incident,
"We will continue to investigate, but our preliminary assessment of the situation is it was not terrorism related, but we will continue to stay vigilant."
A hostage exchange between Israel and Hamas won't take place until Friday, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, through an interpreter, says the war with Hamas is not over.
"We will continue eliminating Hamas in the north, by the way, and in the south. We will continue that effort until we have an absolute victory."
With millions traveling this Thanksgiving week, where you are and at what time can make a big difference. This man at Newark Airport hit it just right.
"We came in really early anticipating that it's going to be a huge line, but it was pretty reasonable. Nice. It's good."
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flags across Wisconsin are lowered to honor the victims of the Waukesha Christmas Parade attack, which happened 2 years ago Wednesday. 6 people were killed and 60 others were injured. A permanent memorial was dedicated in Waukesha on Tuesday. Wisconsin deer hunters registered more than 92,000 deer over the opening weekend of the gun season. That's a 16% drop from last year and 10% lower than the 5-year average. Jeff Pritzel is with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
"That wasn't unexpected because of comparing last year, we had snow cover. We didn't this year.
And so we kind of anticipated we wouldn't hit last year's opening weekend marks.
It was one of the safest opening weekends on record. Only two people were injured by gunshots. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 28, overnight, under mainly cloudy skies, westerly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny, tomorrow, 36, lows around 15, tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
team will take out your neck. Take out your neck.
Revenge. badadan, badadan, badadan. Anyway, we see them, we a bang pan another one. Bust up 4-5, Nanko one Remington. Anyway, this Balaton, them in a Killington. Bad man, you know we vibes can done. Vibes can done, we kill a sound, wife a fun. Big bad man from out of England. Baseline, drop a tell you who.
Hometown News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Freak. to another dimension.
Right, you just heard Mr. Frequency tear it up.
Yeah, check.
Yo, that was right fun. How do you feel?
Dude, that was fun. Yeah. I played the last like 30 minutes was all an original song.
I know, I noticed. That was awesome.
I was like, you know what, let's try it out.
Yeah, let's break in Wednesday nights.
Right, exactly. The right way.
Proper. The right way. There we go.
I also had a little bit left in me from the show. Yeah. So I was just like, I got a little.
I could tell.
We didn't go through all the songs at the show. We still had like 50 more we could have done.
So yeah.
Like, you only get so much time.
So this is the continuation of Saturday. It was like pause.
Then we came back to it right here. But I definitely played more originals tonight than I did at the show, which. Now I'm like, wow, I should
maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I really like that. What is it called? The one that I ended up bootlegging on our Instagram
now. You like Doom. That's,
Doom.
The collab by Leaf and me. We collabed on that one. It's called Doom.
Yeah. It's coming out at some point?
No.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Black Friday weekend sale begins this Friday at Boot Barn. Visit us in store for savings on top quality pieces. Get up to $40 off cowboy boots for men and women, $20 off select work boots, and select children's boots for under $50. We're closed Thanksgiving Day to spend with family, but we look forward to seeing you Black Friday weekend for our biggest sale of the year. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper.